Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Joy asks if I think the Olympics should go on or should they be canceled. I didn't really want to be asked this question because I really didn't want to say one way or another. Whenever you force somebody to say something and then somebody gets hurt or, you know, they'll blame you. But based on just having had a graduation for my son, being able to go to a graduation and knowing that people for years have been practicing and competing to be a part of the Olympics, my vote is if people want to compete and they want to go there, they should have that choice. Now, that being said, cases are rising in Japan. Cases are rising. Only 5% of the country is vaccinated. And the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee still plans on sending athletes to the 2021 Tokyo Games. Our State Department has a warning against Japan. I think it's a level 4. I need to double check. But our level 4s are telling, you know, they advise people not to travel based on either safety or based on illness or, you know, criminal element or kidnapping or terrorism or things like that. But for Japan, I have to double check. But I believe as of a few weeks ago, I think because the cases were ever rising since February, Japan has been on the State Department's list. State Department has about 80 countries, I think, or 80% of the countries still on that list of do not travel to. But the Olympic and Paralympic Committee said athletes are testing. They're also doing other practices to ensure their safety. They aren't mandated to get vaccinated, but they are urged to get vaccinated. And so, you know, Japan, just their luck, they get to host the Olympics, which is a huge opportunity. Sometimes it doesn't end well for the city. Sometimes the city is left a complete mess. Sometimes the bill that the taxpayers have is enormous. And so there's been some debate on how lucky are cities that get to host the Olympics. But in terms of the the media and the advertising dollars and the money that could come in from people, you know, coming to the games and the hotels and the food and the tourism, it could be a win unless you're dealing with the COVID pandemic. So people asked Japan to cancel the Olympics. They moved the 2020 games to the 2021 games this summer. They weren't allowed to call it the 2020 games. So I guess they were called it the 2021 games. And now people are still asking them to not. So they, according to the USOPC, they said, we have been made aware of the updated State Department advisories as it relates to Japan. We feel confident that the current mitigation practices in place for athletes and staff by both the USOPC and the Tokyo Organizing Committee, coupled with the testing before travel on arrival in Japan during games, allow for safe participation of Team USA athletes this summer. As far as I'm concerned, look at what happened with Zika and the Rio Olympics. Some athletes declined. They said, look, I want to get pregnant. I'm going to hold out. Or some family members of athletes didn't go down to Brazil. The Olympics still went on, but give them the choice. Health and sex ed teacher in high school. I went to 12 schools, so when I had to move my senior year, again, because my parents moved a lot, I had to, I guess, in Arizona you only needed 1 year, in Nevada I think you needed 2, I forget. So I had to take sex ed with a bunch of freshmen as a senior. And my teacher was the was a runner that was supposed to be in the Olympics in the 80s, and when it was, I guess, canceled, I forget which one, he lost his chance to be an Olympian. And, you know, he had trained, and not having the Olympics was, for him, was, you know, just crushing. And, you know, these athletes have worked their whole life for this. I think the Olympics should be there, because it's one of those things where it's so easy to put things off and cancel them. And it's so hard to get things back up. And when my kids' school and a bunch of other schools said, we're going to run with it. We're going to do the graduation. I am so grateful that happened, because it gave him a moment of a lifetime. So current Japanese cities are under a state of emergency for at least the next few weeks. Country has seen a rise in COVID-19 infections since March 1. The 7-day rolling average for new cases was just 1,000. Over the last 7 days, it jumped to 4,800 cases per day. And only 5% of their 1.7 billion people have been vaccinated. So, well, we're at least 40% vaccinated, almost 50. So we're doing great. But many of you have asked, look, are we going to bring back, you know, COVID variants to the U.S.? Yes, we could. I mean, you know, I hate the idea of quarantining, but if people are that worried about Americans going there, then, you know, we could have them quarantine when they come back. I think it really should be, in terms of canceling it or not, I think it really needs to be up to the athletes. And I know Japan's going to lose a lot of money, but at least let the athletes compete. If you can't have fans, or if you have restrictions on fans, or if you know, that's obviously going to be a huge, huge hit on Japan, but I think the athletes should still get their chance. So that's my opinion. I know it stinks. It's just, I think so many things got canceled that didn't have to. I understand COVID is very, very scary, but anybody concerned, or anybody not vaccinated, or anybody vulnerable, then don't go, or you have that choice not to go. But somebody who wants to go and take that chance, as long as we have hospital beds and means to, you know, try to help treat them the best way we can, I really think we should, you know, allow there to be more patient autonomy with this. It's, this having the government make our choices for us is ridiculous. People aren't getting married. People can't go to other people's funerals. People can't see their loved ones in nursing homes. It's horrifying. 1-877-DR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I watched this video. This is kind of shocking. I don't really see a lot of Maseratis. And I guess in the video there was a Maserati. And it appears, it almost looks like the Maserati might have hurt the other car. I can't tell if there's a dent. But there was a video that captured the moment of a gentleman getting out of his car to fire at the woman in this Maserati. Surveillance video shows the suspect walking up to the driver's side of another car, starts opening fire through her window. This occurred in Washington, D.C. The incident was caught on camera. It happened last week just after 5 p.m. in broad daylight. Now, the victim speeds away. Gunman is firing at oncoming traffic. Not sure if additional rounds were fired. It's about a 40-second clip. The victim might have cut off the sports car. He was in a sports car. She was in a sedan, which triggered the shooting. The woman was found a short distance away. She drove around the corner. She had been hit by the gunfire. Well, there was a... I guess they're still trying to... they're saying here it's not clear if she was the driver of the sedan. So there was somebody, there was emergency crews that responded to the scene. Victim was taken to a local hospital. Now a $10,000 reward has been announced for anyone with information on this this incident. And, you know, road rage, unfortunately, causes a lot of, shall we say, instances. I'm not just talking John Wick. John Wick, that wasn't even a roadway rage. It was somebody mad at him because he wouldn't sell his car at a gas station. But anyway, the aggression and the, you know, jungle-like, we're in the wild atmosphere that, or landscape that people, you know, almost look for because that's their innate instinct. Unfortunately, I think causes people to want to fight and want to kill. And somebody cutting you off makes you mad. I usually have good days, but if my serotonin, I think, is a little on the low side because I haven't had my chocolate in the morning, I'm going to be a little grumpy. And I'm going to be mad at that person. Am I going to run them down? Am I going to wish them dead? No. But have I ever gotten so mad at somebody who was speeding, cut me off? And I'm like, man, I hope you hit a curb. I mean, you get so mad at them. And I'm like, oh, that's bad to think. God forgive me, blah, 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 blah. But you get so mad at people that hurt you and get away with it. You know, I can have somebody bump into me at a store and say, I'm sorry. You know, I was wrong. That's fine. But somebody, you know, messes with you and then they think they got away with it or they get away with it, that's not cool. And so, unfortunately, you know, you see people, they don't care now if it's broad daylight. They just don't care if it's a woman, if there's kids in the car. Look at that little kid that was shot at a drive-thru. I mean, it's crazy to think that, you know, you are in a position where at any time somebody is going to want to gun you down. Now, this gentleman, he looks about 6'2", white. He looks about maybe 30, 40s. He's in some sort of a sports car. I can't say what, unless that's a Maserati. I don't know. But we're kind of living in a time where, unfortunately, you have people that just have no morals, that just have, you know, they talk about, you know, racism in the police force. And but today is, I believe, the one-year anniversary of the George Floyd shooting. I don't like the term anniversary because this anniversary is, it's a memorial or the day of. And their Minneapolis police report shots fired near George Floyd Square. They call it now George Floyd Square. Suspect is believed to be that fled. And, you know, we don't have, you know, control over the violence and over our approach to violence. Now, about a year ago, an anonymous officer had written talking about the quote-unquote, you know, racism that's being, you know, discussed in terms of the force. And he said, is it racism or is it PTSD? And I wanted to have him on the show because I wanted to talk to him about what he thinks is going on, but how he described it in his note was if you are, whether they're white, black, Hispanic, whatever, if you are accosted or assaulted or going through the trauma of somebody resisting arrest, you go into a different state. That's what he said. And was wondering if it could be post-traumatic stress disorder, where you start to, I guess, you know, seize up and expect something that might have happened with a previous assailant or a previous criminal and project it on your current criminal. And then there's been as he discussed, you know, disparities in terms of ethnicity and criminals and depending on the neighborhood you're in. And so, you know, he said nobody's really talking about that. And I think it's a topic that could unfortunately open up a lot of, you know, controversy. But, you know, my suggestion with anything we look at and where people are either dying that shouldn't be dying, whether people are being discriminated against, whether people are being attacked, or we're seeing cops attacked and pig heads, and while we're having this back and forth, I do agree that there might be some distractions going on, whereas there's other elements that also could be at play that are not being addressed. And this is something we've talked about. What happened to George Floyd was very, very tragic. It's something that should have never happened. I don't understand why the knee had to be on his neck at all, let alone for 9.5 minutes. I mean, I thought maybe in the court case somebody would say, well, it's because he was told by a superior officer to keep him restrained until the paramedics came because he was a danger to himself. That wasn't, I don't think, brought up. So then why was, still, there's no reason for a knee to be on a neck. And but that's for me, who's not in law enforcement. Maybe I'm naive, but I just couldn't see why that had to happen. But other issues at play is, you know, what happens when, you know, somebody is, you know, fearing not being able to get their narcotics or drugs. The withdrawal is so bad, people are going to resist arrest. They don't want to go to jail. And then how do police deal with resisting arrest? Many of these injuries and accidents are happening and deaths are happening during a arrest resistance. And I'm not sure what the answer is. I mean, like I said, when I grew up, I was told you freeze because if at all you flinch, you could get shot. I don't think that's right. I don't think anybody should get shot if they're flinched. But my grandfather was a police officer back in the 60s. I believe, was it the 60s or was it the maybe the 50s? The 40s and 50s. And he said, look, that's, these police officers, they could be trigger happy is what the term he used. And by trigger happy, not meaning they're going to want to shoot you, but they're tense. They're, you know, they've been dealing with people that have been going at them, trying to kill them. They're on alert. And so it was interesting when this police officer brought up PTSD. And it is something that we do need to talk about, where if you do have an officer that has been shot at, that has been beat up, that is feeling his life is at risk, are they going to be more prone to, you know, defend themselves? Which they, you know, are they going to be, you know, quicker to shoot? Has anybody kind of looked at, you know, what happened with these officers and what happened in their past? And if there was a sort of, shall we say, a common thread? Because you know how in football, if you get a concussion or more than a few concussions, you sit out, or there's certain rules on when you have to sit out of a game. If an officer has been shot at, if an officer has undergone such trauma, you know, do they need a break? Is it? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if all these other underlying things are being looked at. In addition to the main topics of, you know, racism and underfunding and, you know, lack of police support and crime rates going up and, you know, people on meth and fentanyl resisting arrest. All these topics have been brought up, but nobody's really addressing what might be also underlyingly going on. And it's an interesting thought. So thank you. Keep your notes and questions coming. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back,
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The already hot real estate market is heating up even more. The price of a home in the United States rose for the 10th straight month in March. The S&P Core Logistic Case-Shiller National Home Price is now more than 13% higher than it was at the same time a month ago, last year. The cities seeing the biggest increases include Phoenix, San Diego, and Seattle. A Republican lawmaker receives a suspicious package at his house.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking five of his ribs. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine is 100% effective in people ages 12 to 17. USA Radio News. The EU is sanctioning a country after what transpired this weekend.
And the European Union will impose sanctions on Belarus after a passenger jet was forced to divert to the Belarusian capital on Sunday to allow the arrest of an opposition journalist. EU leaders have banned its airlines from flying over Belarus and called for the immediate release of Roman Protasevich, the 27-year-old journalist and activist who is one of the leading critics of longtime Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Protasevich was pulled off a Ryanair flight from Athens that was heading to Lithuania. He is known as a vocal critic of Lukashenko and is the founder of a Telegram channel, which was seen as vital in last year's protests against the regime. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The summer months are bringing a busy travel season. During a briefing at Reagan National Airport, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas pointed out that COVID restrictions are still in place at airports. Mayorkas also advising passengers to be prepared and be patient ahead of the travel season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, housing prices are soaring. This is the fastest pace since 2005. Phoenix apparently topped the country with a 20% increase in home prices over the last year. And this has increased at a yearly pace of 13.3%. by March, according to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index. On a monthly basis, home prices rising 1.6%. Now, according to Craig Lazara, Managing Director and Global Head of Index Investment Strategy, the market strength is broadly based. All 20 cities rose and all 20 gained more in 12 months. in the 12 months ending in March and the gains of the 12 months ending in February. They say the Sempra National Index, which measures home prices across the country, displayed a similar 13.2% gain over the last year. Now, Phoenix saw the largest increase with a 20% jump, San Diego 19.1%, Seattle 18.3%. They said separately, the Federal Housing Finance Agency released their quarterly house price index. They showed that home prices were up 12.6% over the past year. I'm seeing in my neighborhood prices going up. So people are a little bit more house enthusiastic. And why? Well, I live in Nevada. So when you look at Seattle, San Diego, Phoenix having some of the biggest jumps, well, that's probably because of California fleeing. California is supposed to be having some rolling blackouts. California had some of the strictest COVID measures. California has some of the highest taxes. I think people are done. Now, Seattle's expensive. San Diego's expensive. So, people might be moving to San Diego because maybe L.A. is more restrictive than San Diego. I'm not sure. San Diego's still in California. But in terms of Arizona, in terms of Nevada prices going up, in terms of Oregon, Utah is seeing huge surges as well. It's a crazy, crazy time. Now, the problem is, will the market sustain? So one thing I think that happened is when people were forced to lock down, those people in 600 square foot apartments or having multiple roommates in a 1,000 square foot apartment probably realized that the apartment was just too small. You know, it's interesting. I lived in some very, very small areas. I rented a room here and there. I lived in somebody's backyard when I was going to medical school. I just needed cheap rent. And I didn't care because I was never home. I worked all the time. I was doing 36-hour shifts. I was, if I was sleeping, it wasn't much at work, but I was, rarely home. So why am I spending a lot of money on my home? And even, currently, even growing up with the kids, I leave the house at 6 a.m., I don't get back till 6 at night, see them for a few hours and sleep, I'm hardly home, in terms of the waking hours. Then, all of a sudden, COVID hits, people get locked down, and they're forced to work from home. So you have three roommates in a 1,000 square foot apartment. You need three different computers. You need more electrical outlets. The music's on, the TV's on. People are hating it. I don't think people are liking the whole apartment thing. Look what's happening with New York. And so homes give you your own privacy. They give you your own. Plus, people want to make money. Everybody wants to buy a home now. They say the rush in demand has caused home prices to soar, significantly benefiting homeowners looking to sell or even consider cash-out refinances. And also, another issue was the eviction moratorium. Many of these houses that are being sold are by people who were using it as income. They were renting it out to tenants, making money on it. Well, once they went a year and a half with no income, they want to dump the house. In Nevada especially, so many homes are rentals. But luckily for us, California is moving out of California, coming to Nevada, so those homes could be sold there. Now, the latest existing home sales report from the National Association of Realtors shows existing home sales decreased 2.7% in April to an annual projection of 5.85 million home sales. They say that's the third consecutive month home sales have dropped, but they're still up 33.9% from last year. So will this slow down? Well, we do think there's going to be economic growth, but we also think there's going to be inflation. When I see what the prices of some of the homes, even in my neighborhood, are, I'm like, are you kidding me? You're really asking for that? But then again, you have people in California who are desperate to leave, and they'll pay cash. Because California, they could sell their home for probably $600,000-$700,000 and come and buy a $200,000-$300,000 home in Vegas for cash. Even though now a lot of the homes are $400,000, maybe on up. So, personally, we refinanced. So we refinanced. So we're kind of enjoying a nice low rate. And my problem is if we do move, now I have to buy a house that's overpriced. I'm not that excited about that. So Fannie Mae recently increased their 2021 growth prediction up 7% to 7%, up from 6.8%. Stronger inflation, all that. So we're going to see prices go up. The houses going up is, you know, expected. But unfortunately, we are going to be seeing, prices rise across the board. Now, in terms of, and I apologize, the farmers are being hit really, really hard. And there was a report, hold on a second, I want to bring this up, on how food prices were going to go up. And let me see if I can, pull this up. Sorry. Yeah, I know. I apologize. It didn't come up. So, California, Nevada, Arizona, I believe even Utah, Idaho, not sure about Oregon and Seattle, but I know we've been definitely facing less rain. And California's been hit the hardest. And Fresno, Inland Empire in California, they're seeing some pretty, pretty dry weather. And so Fresno County's Joe DeBosc has destroyed 100 acres of organic asparagus so he could divert precious water to more valuable melons. He says the water is so uncertain this year, we didn't think it would have enough to carry it through. So there's no guarantee of irrigation water this summer. So Del Bosque and other California farmers are starting to make tough choices. They're starting to sacrifice one crop for another. To destroy 100 acres of organic asparagus, that's sad. The strategy is part of a larger and longer agricultural shift in the heart of California's $50 billion agriculture industry. Low-value, high-water crops are going to start disappearing from the Golden State, which means if asparagus is a high-water needer, then prices for that are going to go up. They say cotton in the San Joaquin Valley, it's their main cash crop, is nearly abandoned. Alfalfa, they have purple blossoms, tangy fragrance. Alfalfa's also shrinking. They say crops that are labor-intensive and face fierce foreign competition, like asparagus, has also lost their luster. So growers are moving to more lucrative, less thirsty fruits, vegetables, grapes, nut trees. And they're making seasonal shifts. And they're going to rely more on winter-planted crops like garlic, carrots, and onions. Now, thank God, because we love garlic and onions, and I can eat a carrot. I'm not really big on asparagus, but I'll eat asparagus. But to think that you have crop categories that use substantial water, if farmers don't want to plant it or grow it or cultivate it, then we won't have it. Or those prices are going to skyrocket. They said farmers on the west side of San Joaquin Valley started the season with a government-issued allocation of only 5% water from federal sources. Water transfers are being delayed, so they're not expecting much water this year. That's pretty catastrophic. Even diets of cattle now have to change. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So they're saying that we are going to have an increased number of ticks expected this year. Every year we hear that ticks are going up. And before it was just spring and summer season, they're saying you could get ticks all year round, but they're especially going up. Now, maybe it's because people are going to race outdoors and people haven't been outdoors much because of lockdowns, Maybe it's because the weather has been warming up. I don't know. But unfortunately, ticks can be pretty dangerous. So they're currently expecting a higher than average tick activity this year. They say we had a mild winter. We had an early spring. And some places had generous rainfall. Others didn't. So it depends on where you live, if those ticks like that foliage or that deer or whatever. But we are having a lot of people spend more time outdoors now, and so they're going to be exposed more. All right? And so as people take advantage of the outdoors, they got to be careful because of ticks. So sometimes, certain times of the year are more active. Usually it's spring and early June are the prime tick months. But whenever a tick is hungry, they're going to want to eat. Now, peak Lyme disease cases occur in June and July, so that would kind of follow May-June bites. But experts noted that ticks are becoming a year-round threat, according to Yahoo News. They say it seems like every season it's tick season. Now, he works out of Connecticut, and he encourages Connecticut to submit their ticks for identification or testing. Now, I said years ago he would receive, this is Grace, actually, is it, yeah, Grace Marks, a medical epidemiologist at the Center of CDC, at the CDC, he says that he would receive 50 samples years ago between December and mid-March. Now he's seeing closer to 800. And December and mid-March is kind of pre-tick season. So it shows that you got to stay proactive year-round to protect against tick-borne disease. Now, which ticks are the most dangerous? Well, there's tons of tick species. They say three, those spread the majority of the tick-borne diseases. The one responsible for the most illness is the black-legged tick, also known as the deer tick. Now, the deer tick is what spreads Lyme disease. So the black-legged ticks are brown to reddish-orange. They're about the size of a sesame seed. They apparently are pretty broadly found throughout the eastern United States. You'll also see them in the upper Midwest. They say last month they found even black-legged ticks abundant near beaches in Northern California. Now, Lyme disease accounts for about 70 to 80% of all tick-borne diseases. Lyme disease, many times you could treat with antibiotics, but unfortunately some people that have long-term Lyme disease could get arthritis, neurological issues, heart issues. They say 480,000 people in the U.S. are treated for it each year. Difficult to pinpoint the exact prevalence because some people don't realize that their arthritis pain or their issues are Lyme disease. Also, the black-legged tick could cause anaplasmosis. Anaplasmosis, you could have fever, headache, chills, which could look like COVID. So some people might be like, oh, I don't want anybody to diagnose me with COVID. But that could be, you know, another issue. Powassan virus disease, that causes encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, babesiosis, which is a rare infection of the red blood cells. Now, another species called the Lone Star tick, that's common in the South. It's an aggressive tick. It can be identified by a white dot or, quote, a lone star on its back. That could cause tularemia and southern tick-associated rat illness. Then you have the American dog tick, which is prevalent east of the Rocky Mountains. It's brown with grayish markings, sometimes called a wood tick. And this is the tick that transmits Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Rocky Mountain spotted fever could be fatal. But well, there are new tick species. There's the Asian longhorned tick. He said he found that on himself when he went to the Connecticut woods. He also got hit with Lone Star ticks, etc. Asian longhorned ticks are reddish-brown, reported in the United States just a few years ago, and many times you will find thousands at a time. And these ticks can cause anemia or low blood counts in livestock or low iron, will almost also cause a major disruption to the livestock industry, and risk to humans is high as well. Ticks can spread pathogens, as we've seen in Asia and hemorrhagic fever. So we don't really know what they can do right now in the United States because they've only been isolated or identified since 2017, but you wonder. So basically ticks want a meal. They want your blood, and they'll eat. But the ticks need to be able to hide. and they need to be able to latch onto a host. So they'll thrive in thick vegetation, tall grasses. They need to kind of still have a landing spot. So you need to walk in the center of trails. If you're deciding to walk through the vegetation and go, well, you know what, I'm going to like machete the plants and I'm going to, no. And if you are going on a hike, a cool long sleeve shirt, light long pants, light colors. Light colors help make ticks extra visible. And they may not be as excited about going to your bright, hot pink, you know, windbreaker as opposed to, you know, you wearing dark clothes where they can hide. Because remember, the ticks are already hiding on plants. They say tuck your pants into your socks to block ticks' easy access to your skin, and hats to keep them out of your hair. Dr. Marks recommends treating your clothing and gear with insecticide that contains at least 0.5% permethrin. Permethrin should not be toxic to you. Well, now they say she. See, I thought Grace Marks was a she, but I guess it was a typo. She said you could also buy clothes that have been pre-treated with permethrin. So what you could do is you could put the permethrin on the clothes, and then you could also spray, you know, bug repellent. Don't breathe it out. And then when you get home, you got to do a tick. You got to check for ticks. You got to do some on your family members, also do some on your pets. And then take a shower right away. Toss the clothing you wore outside. They say put them in the dryer for at least 10 minutes on high heat. That will also kill any ticks. And then they say some pathogens can be transmitted just minutes after a tick attaches to a human. Now, they say the pathogen that causes Lyme disease can't be transmitted unless the tick has been attached for at least 24 hours. And they think that most transmission occurs after 36 hours. So the sooner you remove the tick, the better. And in fact, if we think you've got a deer tick on you, we're going to give you a preventative doxycycline dose. So now how do you remove the tick? Now, I know some of you guys like to light a match to its butt. No, don't do that, especially if it's by your kid's hair. So you could use a tweezers or a forceps, and you don't want to use a scissors because you need to grab as close to the skin as possible. You need to get it not by the neck or you don't want it to break off, but you got to get it by the bulk of the abdomen and then lift straight up. Do not twist. If you twist or tick or dig around, parts break off, get stuck in the skin. And if you have something the size of a sesame seed and it's broken up in two, you're barely going to see it. Some people will put cayenne pepper. I know. I don't like that. I wouldn't do that. Now, if you do have the tick, you got to put it in a sealed bag because it could bounce onto somebody else. Then you can either, you know, throw it away or, you know, they say flush it down the toilet. I don't like putting plastic down a toilet. But if you have to submit it, and let your doctor see, you can bring it in a bag. Contact your doctor. They will want to see the tick. Based on what the tick looks like, they'll decide if you need some doxycycline or an antibiotic or not. It's usually just a single dose, 200 milligrams. If you start getting a rash, you got to notify your doctor right away so they can do preventative treatment. So that's ticks for you. Man, hope you guys learned a lot. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. We'll be back tomorrow.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.